right, and that was Rachelular, aka pop star judge with Valk, aka best of the rest best team the star. Rest. Go team star.
Go team star.
Valk, it seems fortuitous that you get to go first to judge Rachelle. So why?
Gasp. I liked this overall for your voice. Like, I have nitpicks. Like, there were some parts. Like, I think, like, I like how you did, like, the L, and, like, you, like, just sang L really short, and then, like, went into the line, because that's how I like the song sing. But I think, like, there were some parts where, like, I was expecting it to kind of, like, get, like, some subtleties or something, and, like, you kind of just, like, built it and, like, didn't do anything subtle. Like, I was kind of hoping, like, with the, Take My Heart and Please Don't Break It line, you would do that a little softer, and, like, I think the first E line I think I noted was, like, I kind of wish you would have, like, punched that a little more.
You mean the E's ever even more part?
Yeah, that part. I thought you could have, like, punched it more and then, like, done, like, some subtleties. And then, like, you got a little, like, it sounded like you were kind of, like, straining on the second half. Like, on V, I think it was. You sounded, like, kind of shouty. And, and the second, like, Anyone That You Adore sounded kind of, like, strained. But I'm just, like, super hardcore nitpicking because I like this song a lot. I think, like, you built it really well, like, emotionally. And, like, I'm just kind of, like, nitpicking because I, like, I'm particular about this song. So,
really?
But I think you, like, built it well emotionally. And, like, I felt the love, which I haven't heard any, like, love emotion tonight. And the song is obviously, like, dedicated to me, so, like, yeah.
Indeed.
Obviously.
All right, so I will go next because, of course, I'm the only person here right now. Rachelle, I think you listened to my notes that I gave to Omi that we gave to Omi when he auditioned with the song. Because you started off with those, you know, sort of more punchy, slightly more staccato letters. And so I liked that you did that. Overall, though, it felt that you were singing a little too... And this is more side lecture, because I know that you can sing loud-ish. But it felt that it was too soft and maybe a little bit too airy for the song. I'm not sure that it matched all... I mean, it wasn't like... Not that it was wrong for the song, but I think other choices for you would have been better with your voice. To make it a little bit more zing to it, you know, to kind of give it a little bit more of a lounge feel. And I didn't kind of get that, and I felt that this could have had that with you, and I didn't get that. Right towards the end, in the later half of the song, like all of a sudden... I was kind of just, Rachelle singing. Oh my gosh, Rachelle just suddenly picked it up with some attitude when you started to kind of get a little bit slightly more belty there. And I was like, wow, okay. That
Yeah, it got like sassy.
That I really liked. But overall, I felt you were a little too soft as in the majority of the song, which is not terrible, but I just felt that it should have been louder because the music volume seemed fine. So it seemed odd to me for you to sing as soft as you did.
I feel like it matched the back, like, the way she was singing, it matched the backtrack to me. I don't
know. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose, yeah. It wasn't bad at all, of course, but,
Yeah.
All right, Okay, so I don't think I have anything else to say here. All right, so...
Go Team Star!
All right, next up then, we have... Where are we at? We have Pendulum Rider.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, sir. Well, I don't wanna be the blame. Not anymore. It's your turn to take a seat. We're settling the final score. And why do we like to wait so much? Can't decide. You have made it harder just to go on. And why? All the possibilities. I was wrong. That's what you get when you let your heart win. Oh, that's what you get when you let your heart win. Whoa, drowned out all my senses, the sound of his feelings. And that's what you get when you let your heart win. How am I supposed to feel when you're not here? Cause I burned every bridge I ever built when you were here. I still try holding on to silly things I never learned. Oh, why? All the possibilities I'm sure you've heard. That's what you got when you let your heart go. Whoa, that's what you get when you let your heart win. Whoa, drowned out all my senses, the sound of it beating. And that's what you get when you let your heart win. Whoa, they make your way to me. Start to think straight. This heart will start a ride in me. Let's start, start pace. Why do we like to hurt so much? Oh, why do we like to hurt so much? That's what you get when you let your heart win. Oh, that's what you get. Let your heart win. Whoa, that's what you get when you let your heart win. Whoa, now I can trust myself with anything but this. That's what you get when you let your heart win.
All right, and that was Pendulum Rider singing
Yay.
For Love Me. Yet another female. Will we get males tonight besides Bright Disaster? We will, but not yet. Anyways, man, I'm unoriginal.
We get one more.
We get one more. Really a female-sounding voice. Okay, no. All right. and Jeffers doesn't count. Okay.
Jeffers is a man.
Would panties work on this if he submitted? I wonder. No.
Panties.
Panties. Okay. So, Pendulum Rider, I will go first. I was not a fan of this very much for a couple reasons. I found it really hard to tell what it was that you were singing. I couldn't really hear a lot of what you said. I don't know. I don't know if you were just too quiet, if it was my headphones, but I just could not
hear. I think it's her microphone. She has a weird muffled, like, laptop-sounding microphone.
Yeah, were you maybe singing with possibly the not headphones, maybe, and maybe with speakers.
Maybe.
Yeah, because the music sounded way too loud for kind of what you're doing.
It did sound like, yeah, like speakers unplugged type of singing.
Yeah, quality sounded weird for it. So yeah, I wasn't a fan. I also thought that you were kind of weak on some of your singing overall. You sounded like you kind of took a step back from your original song. I didn't like your ooh notes, like your oh notes, kind of like you started off with. I think that your tone could have worked if I could have heard you better overall on your regular verses. However, I think you definitely need a lot more power and support on your chorus lines, and I didn't feel that that was coming through. And it was hard because it was harder. If I could have heard better, I might have liked this more, but it was hard for me to tell what you were singing. And therefore, I couldn't really tell how well you were doing because I couldn't really tell. It felt that for quite a bit of it that you were off pitch at moments, but I don't think that.
I don't think
there was a constant so much as you would have moments where you're on pitch and then you would get back off again. So, yeah. I don't have very much else to say about this one. What about you, Valk?
I'm happy someone did Paramore.
Hey.
But, like, I didn't hear pitch problems. I heard, like, you were singing this song in the wrong key the entire time.
Okay, like, that, maybe she switched keys then, yeah. But, like, something about the notes that she was singing was wrong or off for me, yeah.
It was, like, the entire, like, the backtrack had, like, the right key, and you were, like, singing the wrong key the entire time. And, like, it was really apparent during the chorus when, like the background singers came in and they were singing the right key, and then, like, you were, like, I'm sad because, like, I like your voice, but you were under pitch the entire time, and it didn't match the backtrack, and, like, you sounded muffled, and, like, there wasn't really any, like, Paramore, you have to be like, ah, like, that's what you get. Like, you have to be like, yeah, like, I am, like, emo and mad, and so, especially with this song, because she's, like, singing about, like, ah, I'm heartbroken, and this is what happens when you fall in love, and you were just kind of, like, singing, and, like, with Paramore, you have to have, like, super high energy, like, to match
the
backtrack. Yeah, unless you're doing, like, The Only Exception, but, like, I didn't, like, feel any of that in this, and, like, your voice sounds pretty, but, like, this wasn't a good song choice, so I'm sad.
Yeah, I think you had a lot of potential to do a lot better, and you just kind of didn't deliver. So, yeah, I don't have very much else to say here. I'm trying to think. The biggest note, if you do make it through tonight, Pendulum Rider, is make sure we can hear you, because we might have liked it a little bit better. That way, even if you were off pitch.
Get a better microphone! I've said this to you before.
Or if you are doing the speaker thing, and you're... I don't know how familiar you are with recording songs, because I haven't really heard you besides this show, I don't think. But if you are recording and you're using speakers, don't. Use headphones so that you can hear the music playing, and then sing into your microphone that way. Otherwise, quality will go bad. And then, I mean, granted, you have to sync it up in a program like Audacity or something, but...
Well, you can import the backtrack and then just sing along in Audacity.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, but some like when I used to sing, like before I did, like I would always do live covers, and I would do it while the song was playing, and my voice would be on top of it, and so I didn't have to match the time when I redid it. So, I mean, generally, you don't have to worry about that so much. Like, yeah, use a program like Audacity, import in Audacity, and record with that. That's what I do. And then do that if you're not already. But yeah,
or you could force someone to mix for you.
Where you like just send like an acapella and then try and get somebody to mix for you.
Like if you want someone to mix for you, like send them your vocals acapella with the backing track, and then they'll just mix it for you and send it back.
Yeah, so I think that you should do that. All right, so I think we're good on Pendulum Rider. Next up is Ambi.
Yay!
If it were love. would give that love every second I had, and I do. Did I know where he'd lead me to? Did I plan doing all of this for the love of a man? Will I let it happen anyhow? And what I'm feeling now has no easy explanation. Reason plays no part. Heaven help my heart. I love him too much. What if he saw my whole existence turning around a word, a smile, a touch? One of these days, and it won't be long, he'll know more about me than he should. All my dreams will be understood. No surprise, nothing more to learn from the look in my eyes. Don't you know that time is not my friend? I'll fight it to the end, hoping to keep that best of moments when the passion starts. Heaven help my heart. The day that I find suddenly I've run out of secrets, suddenly I'm not always on his mind. Maybe it's best to love a stranger. Well, that's what I've done. Heaven help my.
All right, and that was Ambi Lee.
Yay!
A.K.A. Ambi. I can say her actual name, because it's Ambi. But
with Yeah. She is Rarity Lee. She is Rarity a pony Lee. That is classy. Duh.
Thank you, Ambi, also, by the way, for getting me hooked, along with Valk, into Pony Mania. As I said, like, the least male, the least bro form of pony. Of course, Princess Celestia, the unicorn.
They are awesome. Ponies will invade the world and Canada.
What is happening to me? No. Okay. anyways, Valk, I think you're first on this.
Yay! This was, like, so pretty, Ambi, and this is, like, probably, like, my favorite one of the night so far.
I would,
like,
say so as well.
Yeah, like, the emotion, like, the entire time, I was like, oh, it's so sad, and it was like, oh, like, making me all, like, teary-eyed, and it was like, I don't know, you performed this really well, and it sounded really pretty, and, like, this is, like, the first one that, like, hit me, like, emotionally tonight, and, like, you could, like, totally, like, feel, like, the emotion in the song, and it was, like, super pretty and, like, fantastic, and I don't have anything bad to say about it. This was perfect.
Yeah, I don't either. I really enjoyed this. Actually, did you have more that you wanted to say before?
So. No.
Okay. All right. I like this. Ambi, mad because you make me really sad now that I didn't audition for the show when it came around. I had the opportunity to do an in-concert version, and it's like, wow. And then they ended up needing another bass, but they cast somebody else because they didn't know that I could read sheet music.
Dun, dun,
But anyways, I think I would have really liked to have seen you perform this.
Live.
I have a few nitpicky things that are nitpicky that I would think just make a song better, but are not things that you did bad on. Or badly on. Something about the first Heaven Help My Heart. Something sounded off on heart, either it being too loud or maybe just a hair sour. On the actual heart note. But I didn't, it wasn't like so much to make me think that it was terrible or anything, but something about it seemed off. Also I felt that the music could have been a hair louder.
Yes.
It felt at moments, like I could hear the music, but it felt that at moments, I almost thought I was just listening to you sing with some noise in the background of random instruments.
Yeah.
So I would have liked to hear more. Well, it's like sort of like when, you know, when I originally first heard, you know, the Aria and Clary, you know, Muse duet, which was epic, as this was, I liked it, but I still felt the music should have been a little bit louder.
The music was fine.
No, it was fine. I think a little bit louder would have been like perfect.
It was fine. This was the best song in all of Equestria, and you are jealous.
I did also think that, and I think this is more just a mixing thing, that a few of your notes on your power notes seemed a little too loud compared to the, like, there's some of the louder just belted moments that were saying that you sang them fine. They were all perfect. But they seemed just a little too loud as far as with comparison to everything else, but that's just nitpicky. That's also just me. But darn it, Amby, there's something really good about musical theater solos. It sticks out when they performed well, and you did this really well.
Well, she did win Perform It, and she is a pony, so put two and two together, and it makes epicness.
Stylistic pony who would probably sing this song as well if brought up on My Little Pony. All right. I'm good for Amby. Should we move on?
Me too.
All right. Next up is Melly.